SurvivalOven.com.
Stru.com.
Prepare yourself
for talk radio experience like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Make the most of every moment in this short life we have together on this planet. Remember, it's a magical thing to be alive, to be conscious in this multi-trillion-year-old universe we live in. That's me putting a human number on it. It's really as old as infinity itself. No beginning and no end. We feel like we've been forever upon this plane of existence. But as individual sentient beings, ladies and gentlemen, we've only been conscious for the twinkling of an eye. So in this brief glimpse you have into the universe, certainly make the most of it. And don't let Madison Avenue make you feel like your life is empty and meaningless because your waist is a little too big or your hair is thinning or you don't look like a supermodel or you don't look like an NFL football player or because you don't have the biggest, baddest Harley. What matters is that we are conscious, sentient beings, and we are alive but once on this plane, and it is all nothing more than a test. All right, big transmission lined up for you today. Extremely informative issues on a host of fronts. Remember, 6 months ago, we had a PrisonPlanet.com article written by Paul Watson, and it had links to mainstream news articles in Europe and China dealing with the RAND Corporation, which is a large private think tank, one of the top three think tanks in the Western world that advises the Pentagon and other federal agencies on the actions they should take to expand the power of the one world government at the expense of the United States, of course, and individual liberty. They always pose as if they're patriots, but it's the opposite. And they manipulate a lot of well-meaning men and women to do very, very wicked things in the name of patriotism, but that's a separate issue. And it was dealing with the RAND Corporation saying the international banking cartel that owns the United States and Europe and England would not be able to carry out the expansion of world government through the financial crisis they had created by design without a giant world war bigger than Iraq 1 or Iraq 2. It can't just be a localized theater war. Not a localized theater war, but a world war. You see, governments tend to stage terror attacks and wars to get power and control. And the social controllers that run Europe and the United States, they're a lot slicker with their tyranny. It's not as naked as it is in North Korea, where it's openly run by a hereditary thug, a second generation now handing it on to the grandson of the first dictator, where there are troops on the streets and checkpoints and cameras on every street corner, though we're becoming that, and paramilitary police marching around and secret arrest and no due process or habeas corpus and torture camps. The bad guys, they torture. I listed a lot of things North Korea does, and you would recognize that we are becoming that by design. But not there yet. So the establishment can say, look at North Korea. They censor the internet. They secretly arrest people. They have troops on the streets. They don't have any due process. We've got to go to war with them. We've got to have a conflict with them. And that's exactly what the RAND Corporation said that the globalists need to be able to bring in a world crisis. They brag that they The global elites started World War I to get the League of Nations. When that didn't go all the way through, they staged World War II by funding Hitler and the Soviets. That's now all declassified and public. We've covered that ad nauseum. And they set up the United Nations. And now to set up a new Bank of the World, global carbon taxes, they need the fake threat of environmental climate change. First it was global ice age. Then when it got hot, they say it's a warming. Now that it's getting cold, they call it climate change. They've got school kids believing the summer is abnormal and that the temperature is supposed to be 74 degrees year-round. They're actually teaching that. Children believe summer and winter is a catastrophe. Seasons are now abnormal. And a couple more generations of being called a conspiracy theorist if you believe in the four seasons, and the yuppies will say there are no seasons, this is abnormal. And there are no 12-year sun cycle seasons either. That is abnormal. The sun has now cooled, according to all of the gauges by universities and NASA. So the ice caps of Mars are getting bigger. The ice caps that have been shrinking on this planet, known as Earth or Terra Firma. They're getting bigger again. The sun is real. It really is a yellow ball out there. It really is a star. It drives the climate, the main driver. Pretty soon they'll say the sun doesn't exist. And if they tell the yuppies that, they'll say it doesn't. But, I mean, I'm going off into satire here. The issue is the Rand Corporation said we need a world war. We need something big to get the people's minds off of the private banks, bankrupting the planet by design. And then even though we're bankrupting the people and bringing them into bondage, there won't be a political upheaval that will throw our system out of power. It's either all or nothing. The elites have gone for broke. They either get total world government now or they begin collapsing backwards and end up going to prison. And that is possible. There's talk all over the planet of arresting the private bankers that engineered the controlled financial implosion. The IMF World Bank documents are leaked. They're public. The people now know. There's a bill that's got 226 votes now. It'll go to the full floor in the next few weeks to audit the private Fed. It's never been audited. Congress is subpoenaing the Fed about $300-plus billion in missing cash. The Fed arrogantly said they were above the law. No one could audit them. Baloney. You're not above the law. Nobody is. I don't care if you sit there in a $5,000 suit slickly acting like you're above everybody with that fake aplomb. It's the confidence of a con artist as he's sneaking out with the jewels and somebody catches him on the back porch and he says, oh, I'm just a mover. I'm just here helping secure the jewels. Baloney. You're a criminal. You're a cat burglar. We caught you. I don't care if you're wearing a tuxedo, Bernanke. The jig's up, con men. So they need wars. They need staged terror attacks. And believe me, they're going to give them to you. So, three words. North Korea, Iran, Pakistan. We're going to talk about that when we get back in what could be the beginnings of World War III, a la the New World Order, brought to you by the Anglo-American, Dutch/European/Rothschild crime axis. And all of you yuppies and social climbers, you like globalism? You like NAFTA and GATT? You like how slowly everything's getting turned off and real unemployment's at 19%? The government says it's at 10%. You like how world exports went down by 30% last month alone from the UN's index of 180 a year ago to 95 today? You like that? Well, just keep clutching the government and the media and all the lies they tell you. Just keep trusting everything, and everything will not be all right. But in the end, you'll wake up, won't you? And remember, you're an American. You're not a slave, that you hate tyranny. And more importantly, you remember you're a human being and can say no to corruption. North Korea warns of nuclear war amid rising tensions, AP. Key article up on Infowars.com by Kurt Nemo today. North Korea Cuban Missile Crisis Redux. Key article. North Korea in early phase of all-out confrontation with U.S. London Telegraph. Iran going on with that election. I don't doubt that Ahmadinejad has stolen the election. China warns against forces and carrying out North Korea sanctions. It's all coming up when we get back, and a lot more in the latest on the economy. I'm Alex Jones. Your calls are coming up as well. Stay with us.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
If being prepared doesn't apply to you, disregard the next minute. We're way beyond a question of if and when is upon us. When you can't safely touch anything and a cough or sneeze can shut down your school or business, how would you or could you disinfect a school bus, office, locker room, place of worship, or your entire home and do it in just minutes? Go to hazarid.com and see the 8-minute video that is guaranteed to show how our unique application process can do really big jobs that you never could do before. H-A-Z-A-R-I-D. Total protection kits kill viruses, bacteria, mold, and much more. And they do it for less cost than what you're currently using. Don't risk facing shipping bottlenecks and possible shortages. Act now to assure prompt delivery and to receive our 2-for-1 double product special. You can't buy Hazarid in stores. Order online at hazarid.com or call 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323.
This is Alex Jones for American Tax Settlement. We have received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement. For all Alex Jones listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
That's right, we're a group of inbred international banking families intermarried with royalty. Cold-bloodedly play three-dimensional chess, a global game of risk for entire nations, where hundreds of millions of people represent nothing more than pawns on a board. You know, we are in a matrix, but it's not a physical matrix where you're in a computerized, encased bubble being used for battery power to fund the very prison and very matrix you're in. That's an analogy for how our own tax money is used against us, how we kill ourselves to live. But through the television, through the corporate media, through the programming that is then regurgitated by our fellow Homo sapiens on the ground, we are more and more being inserted into a false reality where the language is being reduced semantically, where we're being taught false constructs, to where the general public is becoming biological androids that are almost impossible at this point to even communicate with, as George Orwell warned they would be. Or as Edward Bernays said that they would render us like sheep rebelling against the practice of eating mutton, which is young, juvenile sheep. Okay, here's the deal. I don't know if they're going to start World War III on the Korean Peninsula in the central eastern part of Asia. I don't know if they're going to start World War III between Pakistan, India, and China. I don't know if they're going to launch another 888 like they did with NATO, the United States, and Israel, on record launching a sneak attack on Russia and having such incredible disdain for the American people that they told us Russia had snuck attack, and most Americans still believe that, though they didn't think the Brits were that stupid. They admitted on the news the United States had snuck attack Russia, but said Russia was wrong for defending itself. I mean, they think you're mighty dumb, folks. But I know this, Rand Corporation, the Pentagon, Zbigniew Brzezinski and two of his publications, Grand Chessboard and one other, calls for it to start in that crescent from Poland and the Czech Republic and Ukraine in the west, traveling east on a crescent through Georgia, through Turkey, through Iraq, into Pakistan and the stands. South of there you have India and Kashmir, and to the east China. And this is all the global grand chessboard. And they think so little of you and I that they openly publish their plans and laugh at us and call us slaves. It's very funny that they can publish their plans and that the public doesn't care. But they'll sure read an owner's manual for their car, because that's part of their ego. But don't care enough about their bank account and their future. So they know as long as they throw milk and honey and circuses and more bread at you and more gladiatorial diversions, you won't wake up until it's too late. While they put in the technological enslavement, technocracy, and panopticon around us right now. But it's always more sophisticated than just black and white. You have the monolithic Anglo-American European power establishment that's enslaved Europe, enslaving the United States, Canada, Australia, England. We're dumbed down. We're indebted. We're controlled. We're used as slaves to fund and to fight for the global empire, the offshore banks, that while they're destroying the rest of the nation's sovereignty worldwide and getting people in debt or invading them, they're busy rendering us down to armless, legless, blind little creatures that can't resist. Like some type of weird, genetically engineered, eyeless, toothless, clawless, legless guinea pig that just has feeding tubes into his little mouth. And the ruling class are nothing but giant boa constrictors. Nice analogy. That's about what it is. And we're almost rendered down to hairless, blind, little pink bloblets that are down in the warm incubating nest to be fed on by the tyrannical globalists who brag 50 years ago. They started calling the boss human resource department, because we are a resource, a very cheap resource, now seen as a negative. What was the cartoon about a fictitious Eastern European communist country where the government's money is actually has negative value and they've got to pay the mafia to take away the toxic crud? That's about what we're seen as. And as little blind food units to the elite, we even have learned to hate ourselves and feel like we're part of the elite. And there's a few guinea pigs that still have some dim sight and maybe half a leg to crawl around on as a rudderless flipper. And that's the police and the system, and it kind of prods around the rest of the immobilized slaves. Now, it doesn't have to be like this, but the New World Order says they're planning to start World War III with Russia and China, and they're going to use surrogates on record like Georgia and South Korea and the Taliban and al-Qaeda that publicly work for the CIA on record. I mean, the Pakistani president went on NBC a month ago and said, "You're saying we're helping al-Qaeda? How dare you? You founded al-Qaeda and the Taliban to attack the Russians." Yeah, they started it with the Russians in 79, and you're using them to destabilize us. How dare you say we're working with them? That government's on the verge of falling with Taliban and al-Qaeda forces encircling their three major cities. And then when they're done, al-Qaeda will step back as usual after doing their CIA job, and the West will pour in the tens of thousands of troops to take over the major cities, and it will become Islamic republics, as promised to the Saudi Arabians, as Iraq has now fallen to the Islamo-fascist, so will Pakistan. And there will be no longer secular TV or radio. Women will no longer be the college graduates. You see, imagine the genius of the New World Order. They control the radical Muslims. They use them to attack the Serbs and attack the Iraqis and attack everybody. They're using them right now to attack Iran, the Wahhabist, funded by Saudi Arabia, running blitzkrieg attacks, bombing mosques, airports, aircraft, schools, police departments, funding riots all over Iran right now. So when we come back, I'm going to tell you exactly what's happening with North Korea, exactly what's happening with Pakistan, exactly what's happening in Iran, exactly what's happening in Georgia, and who the players are and how it really works. Oh, you thought al-Qaeda attacked us? In a sick way, they did. Al-Qaeda is nothing but a sword in the armory of the New World Order. Their great sword of victory. Victory to atheism and death and the New World Order.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The people need an answer right now for you to bring the hemp back to America. Bring the hemp back to America. Bring the hemp back to America. Don't waste our time any longer. The people need an answer right now for you to bring the hemp back to America. Bring the hemp back to America. Bring the hemp back to America. You have no right. You have no right.
This is brought to you by HempUSA.org, supplier of fine hemp products. Sponsoring the Genesis Communications Radio Network. the leader in alternative talk radio.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop, thanks to NuRev. NuRev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. NuRev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of NuRev for free. Just pay to have NuRev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at NuRevOnline.com. That's N-U-R-E-V Online.com. NuRevOnline.com. Improve your life today.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Thank you so much for joining us, my friends. Your calls are coming up. Toll free, 877-590-5525, 877-590-5525. And I'm going to finish up with what's happening across the world is suddenly these conflicts or the threat of thermal nuclear conflagration conflict begins to flare up everywhere. Then I'll tell you about some of the other news that's coming up later in this two-hour abbreviated Sunday transmission. And then we'll go to your phone calls. Now, whenever we sit here and we talk about the United States or England or Germany or Russia or China, when I break down what's happening on a geopolitical level, I don't have a dog in the fight, a dog in the hunt, as they say. Most people, when they look at an issue of like Iraq and the United States, they say, well, who do I identify with? And then I will look at the issues and decide who I'm going to support. If it's good for my interest or good for my ego. Oh, well, I'm for America, red, white, and blue. Kill them Iraqis. Never understanding that Saddam Hussein in 1958 was hired by the CIA on record, trained in assassination, carried out a bunch of assassinations, led forces trying to overthrow the Iraqi government. Then in 1968, they made a deal with the United States to stop trying to overthrow them if they put Saddam Hussein in as deputy president, head of security. He then staged a coup in 79, launched an attack against the Ayatollah Khomeini, totally U.S. government-backed, on record. He was told to use nerve gas. He was given satellite photos and told how to where to spray and how to spray. And then our media says, oh, he's bad years later for using the nerve gas when the United States helped give him a lot of the nerve gas. So, see, it's hypocritical. Saddam Hussein is bad, and the people running the United States are bad. Not, well, I'm red, white, and blue, so I'm against that Saddam. Let's kill over a million Iraqis. Let's bring them freedom. When the truth is, it's the grand chessboard. When Iran is strong, the West goes in and funds Saddam to attack them. They kill 1.5 million Iranians in that war and 300,000 Iraqis. It goes on for 8 years. To know what's happening currently and in the future, you got to know the past. And as soon as Saddam had worn out Iran, and as soon as Iraq had been partially destroyed, then suddenly he was the enemy. Suddenly Kuwait started overselling, slant drilling. Iraq was going to go bankrupt. The United States, April Gillespie, U.S. ambassador, tells him, go ahead and invade. We don't get involved in inter-Arab affairs. It's on video, and he does it. Then he miscalculates, thinking he was trained since he was a young man by the CIA, that everything will be okay, and it wasn't okay. And years later, they go in, take over again, and kill him. Now, that's treachery. That's duplicity. And that's also chess, ladies and gentlemen, but not this two-sided chess. It's more like 50-sided chess. There's dozens and dozens of different factions, but there's the big Anglo-American faction. And it's intertied with the Chinese faction, the Japanese faction, and the Russian faction, and the Latin American faction. It's the biggest faction. It's a merger of the Anglo-American power with the Rothschilds. And they write big CIA books on this. So, you know, the CIA and the State Department higher-ups have to have real documentation on how the world works, not what they feed the dumbed-down mass. And one of those books, 900-plus pages, commissioned by the CIA, is Tragedy and Hope by the head of Georgetown Political Science, Professor Carol Quigley. And he was given access to the private, corporate, world corporate states, the Cecil Rhodes, Sachs, Coburg, Gotha files. And he explains left and right is controlled, communist fascist is controlled, how the whole thing works. And you can read a John Perkins book, you know, written 40 years later, called Confessions of an Economic Hitman, and how he worked for the NSA, and how he took orders from generals in the Pentagon, and how they take over third world countries and get them in debt, and how they're doing that to the United States. This is a fact. Joseph Stiglitz quit the World Bank. 2,000 pages of documents got leaked simultaneously, though he won't take credit for it. The IMF admits it's their documents, how they're staging worldwide economic depressions by design. I'm already digressing. The point is, things aren't going to get better until we wake up to what's happening. So when I talk about what's happening in Iran and Pakistan and North Korea and Georgia, all client states bordering Russia and China, they're being used by the West. And this is a parasitic group, when I say the West, that's destroying the West as well. It hates the West more than anybody because the values of the West are the opposite of what it's doing. Tyranny, Napoleonic law, guilty until proven innocent, giant private combines that make their wealth through crony capitalism and inside deals, their biggest enemy being the true free market. They use socialism to domesticate and consolidate markets, to create monopolies. They're monopoly men. So forget everything you've been taught and learned. You've been given false data, false maps of the mind, false lexicons, false language, false semantics. If you want to stop being gamed and being laughed at, learn how the world really works on record. And David Rockefeller, 4 years ago, wrote a 400-and-something page book bragging for the, yeah, you bet I want to overthrow the U.S. and bring in a one-world government. I get charged that by the conspiracy theorists, and I say guilty as charged. They all write books. Former German chancellors like Helmut Schmidt and former secretaries of states like Zbigniew Brzezinski, now running foreign policy in the White House. They all write them calling you dumb idiots. Laughing, going, the dumb idiots will never read this, and we own the media, and they'll never see it. This is just our own private laugh. Ha, 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 ha. It's so funny. So when I sit here and talk about what's happening in Iran or North Korea or Russia, that doesn't mean I'm with Russia or I'm with China or I'm with Pakistan or I'm with any of these countries. Human nature is the same. These are all corrupt elites as well. And if they had the power and the slickness of the British political mind merged up with the banking houses of the Rothschilds, if they had that shrewd aplomb and that diabolic equations of just incredibly wicked logic, then they would be in control. You understand? But it's all cold-blooded. It's all evil. The Iran leadership, corrupt and evil. The Russian leadership, corrupt and evil. The United States leadership, corrupt and evil. The Israeli leadership, corrupt and evil. The Saudi Arabian leadership, corrupt and evil. This is the paradigm I'm trying to explain to people, the real paradigm. And as long as they can all play different countries and different religions off against each other, the corrupt elites, the society of rogues, the society of con men, using sociology and psychology, will continue to stay in power. And their mindset is one of disdain and hatred for humanity, one of eugenics, one of population reduction. That's what they all hold in common, is their sadomasochistic, psychopathic behavior. They all have the same spirit, the same mind, the same idea, whether they're Chinese or Jewish, whether they're German or Italian, whether they're Mexican or Inuit. And they get their power by playing us off against each other. And many of them are actually at each other's throats. North Korea is a great example of just out-and-out ancient tyranny, a Dark Ages state run by hereditary dictators calling themselves communist. I mean, if Kirk Watson was ever able to become president, the state senator here, who was just a mayor, you know, he'd end up having his grandson in military garb running around. I mean, he's already snatching land and trying to pass CPS bills so they can take your kids with no due process. You know, it's the same thing. If Lenin could have stayed in power forever, he'd have his great-grandson in power right now. This is what monarchy is. That's a monarchy. In fact, internally, there's been unauthorized biographies written by people that worked in the private centers of Kim Jong-il. He is called the king, and his sons are called the princes. That's why the Queen of England makes me sick. She's just a Kim. She just had a great, 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 great grandpa who was a big fat Kim Jong-il murderer. Now she wears big gold crowns and we all bow down to her. It's disgusting. I guess if there's 20 generations of Kim Jong-ils, I guess we'll bow down and worship them. I'm gonna keep explaining this, and your calls are coming up in about 20 minutes in the next hour. But I want to break down geopolitically what's happening and then get into a bunch of other news. But your calls are coming up. So I'm going to break this down, the key, when we get back.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you one dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. eFoods does it again. The three-day responder provides one adult with 3 days' worth of healthy, delicious, easy-fix food. The price of the three-day responder is almost ridiculous at $27.95 for actually 12 meals plus snacks. When you taste the food in the three-day responder, you'll understand why families trust eFoods Direct to provide healthy, delicious food for every need. Whether you're hunting, playing, or responding to an emergency, the food in the three-day responder is easy to fix and ready to go. Food is an everyday need. The three-day responder is for the time when food should be the last thing you have to worry about. The three-day responder, $27.95. Sometimes the best things do come in the smallest packages. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633 on the web, eFoodsDirect.com.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This says it all, ladies and gentlemen, and then I'm going to break down how the world really works.
That's here. That's home. That's us. On it, everyone you love, everyone you know, everyone you ever heard of, every human being who ever was, lived out their lives. The aggregate of our joy and suffering. Thousands of confident religions, ideologies, and economic doctrines. Every hunter and forager. Every hero and coward. Every creator and destroyer of civilization. Every king and peasant. Every young couple in love. Every mother and father. Hopeful child. Inventor and explorer. Every teacher of morals, every corrupt politician, every superstar, every supreme leader, every saint and sinner in the history of our species lived there, on the mote of dust, suspended in a sunbeam. Think of the rivers of blood spilled by all those generals and emperors, so that in glory and triumph they could become the momentary masters of a fraction of a dot.
We are back live, and that is the intro to a video that's had millions of views online at YouTube alone, the final push for world government, and then it gets into about a five-minute clip of myself and others, very well done by that director. That was the voice of Carl Sagan there at the beginning. And that's powerful audio, but even more powerful video. So that's the final push for world government. Okay, let me just simplify this because of time, because I want to get to Robert, George, Robert, and many others that are patiently holding 877-590-5525 coming up. So when I sit here and break down what's happening between nations, remember, it's an international group of private corporations bigger than most governments. Of the 100 biggest economies, over 50, I'd always say 49, now it's 52. Last time I saw the government numbers on that, 52 of the world's biggest economies aren't countries, they're companies. People say, oh, well, let Walmart say you got to give an ID and they register you when you buy ammo now, and then, of course, sell it to the feds, no doubt, a database of gun owners. Big deal, I'll buy it somewhere else. Yeah, but Walmart, soon there won't be anything else. Notice how they make more and more money as the economy implodes more and more. This is the parasite economy. This is the cannibal economy. But side issue. North Korea is another group of crooks. And so the slicker world government that's even more vicious in its real actions but has a better packaging, they say, oh, look, we've got to have nuclear war. Oh, look at North Korea. You know, they're building nukes, so we've got to start stopping all their ships and searching them, which is a embargo, which is a blockade, which is an act of war. Remember doing that to the Soviets in the early 1960s with the Cuban Missile Crisis? And North Korea has nukes. Why do they have nukes? Donald Rumsfeld, the head of ABB, the Swiss company, in the mid-1990s, and Clinton got criticized for it, and he certainly allowed it, and Rumsfeld was the company he allowed to do it. That's why Republicans wouldn't go after him in the impeachment for that. They had to go after him for sex with an intern because that was an isolated incident not connected to them. All the missile secrets and reactors to Pakistan and North Korea, that was part of a later plan for World War III. That had to go on, and Republicans were involved in that, just like the Democrats were. In real issues, they're one entity. So, see, now the thug is on the verge of dying. He admits he's had strokes. He's very close to dying, and they can barely prop him up. They say he could be dead in months. He's about to hand power to his 20-something-year-old little thug son, who's literally described as a chip off the old block, another little spoiled rat demon. I meant to say spoiled brat, but it's spoiled rat. That's a good Freudian slip. And I read the excerpts, the autobiography by his Japanese cook of 10 years. What a little monster. The prince. Put a crown on him, though, and American audiences will bow down to him. That old witch, Queen Elizabeth II, they, you know, makes Kim Jong-il in real crimes look like an angel. But see, he's not good at hiding it. And so now, magically, right when he's on the verge of dying, when they know that regime is the most unstable, they want to push them into conflict. So they set a new nuke off, and they're threatening to nuke South Korea and threatening to nuke Japan. And so Japan's saying they're going to go nuclear. And I got news for you. They did it at least 15 years ago. They're threatening to get rid of their armistice, where they have their pacifist constitution. Everything's escalating. Meanwhile, the United States helped arm AQCon Laboratories, W199I, got declassified by the BBC, with Bill Clinton and then George Bush Sr., Jr., reauthorizing it, telling the FBI to allow U.S., British, and Israeli companies to transfer nuclear weapons components directly to AQCon Laboratories. You think Pakistan just made a nuke, but Iran can't? That's even more scientifically advanced. It's on record. So they give them these weapons. North Korea was given the reactors to produce the fissile material. And forget that. AQCon Laboratories was given even more. And then take Georgia. The West goes in, arms them, tells them to go ahead and attack the Russian-held territory of South Ossetia. Guards inside the UN bases that were NATO, Georgian, and Israeli, admittedly killed guards they'd worked next to for years inside the demilitarized zone and murdered them. I mean, in a special forces takeover. But not a special forces takeover where they high-load or heload or parachuted in. They were in the same barracks as with them. They slit their throats. They hand grenaded the command center. I mean, that's the most dastardly sneak attack. And then they think our public's so dumb, they told you that Russia snuck attacked Georgia. Now, again, I'm not for Russia. But the issue is Russia is not the most powerful arm of this global system. They're vying for it. Why is the West trying to get them into a war through a proxy state? So they can tell the dumb public here, oh, look, Russia hit them. We got to hit them. Why are they moving more U.S. troops into Georgia? Why are they moving more missile systems and radar systems into Poland and Ukraine and Czech Republic? Why are they moving them into other areas? Why are they moving troops into Pakistan and funding Taliban and al-Qaeda to take over the cities as the government begs the United States to stop launching al-Qaeda attacks inside Pakistan? And they tell the dumbed-down American people, oh, the U.S. is beefing up in Pakistan and Afghanistan to fight al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda is a knife to the throat of Pakistan to do what the CIA tells them, and Mossad and MI6. This is on record. And then 5 years ago, we break the news, and since then, the White House has admitted it, both administrations, Bush and Obama. Since then, it's been a New Yorker magazine that four Wahhabist sects of Sunni, the majority Islam religion, financed out of Saudi Arabia, Israel, and the United States, are waging jihad inside Iran against the Shiite cleric-run government. See, there's two big branches of Islam. They're at each other's throats. The news isn't going to tell you this. And the news says Iran is al-Qaeda and is running al-Qaeda attacks inside Iraq. Total lie. They've lied scores of times saying they find Iranian weapons. Always turns out it's not. The Iranians are begging, suing the U.S., trying to sue at the U.N., saying stop blowing up mosques, Stop trying to get Sunni and Shiite to kill each other inside Iran, because there's Jews, Christians, Zoroasters. Iran allows all the religions to operate, more than Israel does. Proselytizing Christianity or Hinduism is illegal in Israel. But side issue, just let's be honest about all this. And most Americans don't know that last little tidbit. And I'm not against Israel either. I'm laying out the facts here that Wahhabi, Al-Qaeda, is public. The White House admits calling them freedom fighters, the number three in Al-Qaeda, hired by the White House publicly 2 years in a press release, bragging. And so they have Al-Qaeda attacking Iran while saying on the U.S. news that Iran is Al-Qaeda, or the opposite group. That's the same thing in Pakistan. They're using Al-Qaeda and Taliban, Wahhabis, to hit the central government and hit them hard. They're threatening India. They're going in and launching attacks in India, which mainstream Indian news reports was really CIA/Mossad operations using Wahhabis, as destabilization worldwide. And right as North Korea is destable and becoming more and more unstable, and Kim Jong-il's on the verge of dying, and the young prince, the third in the communist wonderland dictatorship. So I'm not saying Iran's good. I'm not saying Pakistan's good. I'm not saying North Korea's good. They're all corrupt governments like everywhere else. They're just not big daddy governments. And they're all being prodded into collapsing or launching nuke attacks to start some big global crisis so everybody will rally around the Western governments, give up all of our rights because of the scary World War III that's about to start. So we'll accept the new bank of the world, the new global currency. So we won't get mad about the depression they've engineered, because psychologically it'll be blamed on World War III. This is it. Looks like they're getting ready to do it. They're ratcheting it up everywhere in the next few years, maybe even sooner. We're going to come back after important news, take your phone calls, get into a host of other issues.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.